want to turn back to the one story of the day. Are we going to avoid a general election? Gerard Howland, columnist with the Irish Examiner and a former government advisor, joins us now. Gerard, is an election inevitable in your view?
No, nothing's inevitable. TDs have to go back to their constituencies, meet people on the ground, who I think will be somewhere between perplexed and outraged at the prospect of an election. Next Tuesday or Wednesday is a very long time away, and while an election is certainly very possible, it's not inevitable.
Okay, it would seem to me that there is no way back for Fianna Fáil on this. They cannot back down. Micheál Martin's leadership would just lose all credibility if they backed away at this point. That if there is going to be movement, it'll really have to be from Francis Fitzgerald.
Yes, I mean, that is looking to be increasingly likely, that the only movable piece on the chessboard is the Taoiseach, and to whether, having gotten the full support of our colleagues and of our Taoiseach, and having asserted in no uncertain terms, in her view, the rightness of her position, that in the national interest she's prepared to make the sacrifice. Let's wait and see. I suspect, by the way, that when her colleagues in Fine Gael, but also perhaps some in Fianna Fáil, you know, when they go home, when they take the measure of this over the weekend, when they come back next Monday or Tuesday, there may be some wiser, cooler heads who will be less enthusiastic about an election. And by the way, that's just to talk of their own party political fortune. That's not to mention the country's interest. There's an EU summit on the 15th of December where Brexit will be discussed. And it's not just yet another discussion about Brexit. It's an absolutely crucial meeting where the EU27 will decide if negotiations have arrived at a suitable juncture in relation to three key issues, one of which is the Irish border with Northern Ireland, to allow those negotiations to proceed to the second stage. Nothing could be more important.
It's a meeting where Leo Varadkar. It's a meeting where Leo Varadkar may have to exercise the veto, something that we've pretty much never done in the history of you. But that could actually happen at this meeting, the way things are going. So you're absolutely right to say it's critical. Just to come back to the Francis Fitzgerald issue, I've heard a succession of Fine Gael ministers. We had one on the programme today, Patrick Donovan, all saying almost exactly the same thing. It's like they are all reading from a script. And they are all repeating the same thing over and over again, that Francis Fitzgerald has done nothing wrong. Is that credible in your view?
No, it's not credible. That's not to say, by the way, that I think, you know, she's necessarily committed a hanging offence, which is a different thing. But it's not true to say she has done nothing wrong.
In your view, what has she done wrong? Where is she weakest in all of this?
Well, she's weakest in all of this in the one thing that really hasn't been a matter of much conversation at all, is that she was in the Department of Justice all that time, and it wasn't that she didn't, remember reading an email. It's that she left intact a system that's fundamentally flawed and rotten, that is part of the ongoing crisis we have in our police and justice system. She went in there after the loss of a Garda Commissioner, the loss of a Secretary General of the Department, the loss of her immediate predecessor as Minister for Justice. And clearly her political agenda was to make sure there was no further man or woman overboard. And, you know, the whole reform agenda really was not
see no evil, hear no evil. Is that going too far?
And because that whole system really is not fit for purpose, this is the ultimate consequence of it.
Okay, see no evil, hear no evil. Was that her approach in there?
It's to an extent, and it was certainly caused no trouble. And you see, people who do nothing, you know, can't go wrong. And I think she had a do-nothing administration in the Department of Justice, and this is the ultimate consequence of it.
Just very briefly, election or not, I get a sense from you, you think wise heads will prevail ultimately?
Well, I'll tell you this. In the last election, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together just got to barely under 50% of the vote. It was a very poor day for Fine Gael, and in historical terms, it wasn't a good one for Fianna Fáil, if nonetheless it was, of course, an occasion of significant recovery for them. In opinion polls, they're now north of 60%, but that's newfound gain. I don't know who's going to lose. I know that no election ends up remotely the same as it starts out. I'm absolutely certain that no election campaign can be sustained day after day about Francis Fitzgerald's emails longer than a day or two. So where this campaign will go after day two or three and who will lose badly because of it, I'm not going to predict. But my God, will there be crying and gnashing of teeth if something so stupid as this is allowed to happen?
Okay, we will leave it there. Gerard Howland, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.